Here's a question for you. What do you think of the baby Jesus? Now, everyone loves babies. They're cute, they're innocent, and they're harmless. People love to play with babies, and people never think of them as dangerous. And you know, many people are thinking about the baby Jesus during the Christmas season. And then January comes, and the baby Jesus gets put away into the box with the manger, the magi, the shepherds, the angels, animals, and everything else. But you know, even though nativity pieces could be put back into a box, the real Jesus could never be contained in a box or anything else. And even though he looks like a harmless baby, Jesus was anything but harmless to Satan. You see, Jesus in the manger was the beginning of the end of Satan's battle against God and his people. Satan tried to destroy Jesus through King Herod, through temptation, and even through Judas, who betrayed him and had him killed. But little did Satan know that all of this was part of God's plan for victory. And even though Jesus was tortured, humiliated, and put to death on a cross, he came back to life after having been dead in a tomb for 3 days. He came back to life. You see, that baby did not remain a baby. He grew into a man and took on all of the spiritual forces of wickedness and defeated them. This baby is not just a baby, but the creator of the universe. He gave up his perfect life for us so that we could be rescued from our guilt and our sin. This baby is not a harmless, helpless baby, and thank God he wasn't. He is the divine warrior. He's the one who did spiritual battle against evil, the one who did what no one else could do. He took our sin on himself and paid the penalty for it, and defeated the power of Satan, the accuser, and he no longer has anything over our head. Satan is defeated.